My name's Lisa Irwin. I'm the Volunteer Centre Manager for Voluntary Action Reigate in Banstead. The Festive Feast is a Christmas Day lunch for anyone who is vulnerable and living lonely in Reigate and Banstead. It was held at St Mark's Church in Reigate.
So you came into Susie a short while ago and we talked about the Festive Feast that you held on Christmas Day. How did the planning go?
So the planning went really well. It was, we only had 2 months to plan it all. Really overwhelmed with the response from donators and volunteers. We had to turn volunteers away in the end.
We had
a reserve list.
It was hard
to turn them away because, you know, they wanted to give their time.
Of course.
And it was just amazing, very humbling experience. The planning went really well, actually.
I got a bit of a panic in the month before it started because, I mean, we saw the things go so slow. But I think everything has just come together the last 2 weeks. And it was just, wow, you know, we were really overwhelmed. I mean, the response of everybody, the response of the families, they help with presents, in financial way as well. It was amazing. It was surprising, really. It was really amazing.
The church was amazing. St Mark's Church was so helpful.
And you found a venue in the end?
Yes, we did.
Because when we spoke before, you didn't have a venue.
No. They were amazing, and we'd like to thank you to them, and especially the vicar.
Mm. With that, the conditions they have, actually, St Mark's Church, we did said that before, they do this lunch once a month, I think.
Yeah, the St Mark's Community Saint Lunch, Mark's they community, do it every
they
month
do
there.
So they have really... the basics of the conditions to do this type of events, really, which for us was quite good, to be honest. Without it, we couldn't do it at all.
So you held the Festive Feast on Christmas Day. Was it the success that you hoped it to be?
Yes.
Definitely it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was more... we were hoping that you could do it so well, but I think it was over what we expected.
Yeah.
Was over the map.
Yeah.
I mean, this we jump in a deep end, really, with this, because we never did that. And it was our first time, so we was a bit, in terms of scared, that's why we were panicking. But it was really, really over what we expected. I think was great, which makes us a lot of confidence for the next one be bigger than what we did this year.
Well, we had, actually, the figures are, we had around about 50 guests come in and around 55 volunteers.
Almost one-to-one then?
Yes, it was. That's not including the volunteers that came along Christmas Eve and helped. So there was about 40 that came along and helped set up. So without those volunteers, this would never have happened.
It wouldn't be possible at all now. On an event like this, obviously you need a lot of people to help us out with it. And without them, that would be impossible to do it, really. So we are really, really thankful for all that, for all people give their time in their... in their way to come and give us a hand. That was great, I think.
Giving up their Christmas, to help us put this event on is just very, it's just amazing.
Overwhelming again, I would say.
Yeah.
So have you had any feedback from anyone who attended?
We've had a couple from the guests. One lady just said that, it was a very happy occasion and she appreciated how much time and effort went into it. And without the event, she would have been lonely. She would have been at home on her own. A family, they've expressed what a wonderful time they had. They're originally from Africa. They brought their little 11-month-old baby along with them. And their family back in Africa was wondering why they hadn't phoned. It was because they were having such a good time with us. And they've shared some lovely photos. We did have a photographer with us and took some lovely photos, so we'll be sharing those very soon on social media pages and on our website as well. Also, some lovely feedback from volunteers. They all want to really basically do it next year. Yeah. This year, I should say.
Yes, of course. Well, that's really good.
And maybe sit on the organising committee as well, help with fundraising.
They want to be more part of it because they want to get more involved with it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like I said, we start that two and a half months before. This year we want to start at least 6 months in advance, 6 to 7 months in advance, start to organise everything.
So have you got a list of the volunteers' names and addresses? Will you maybe contact them to see if they're interested, or if anyone is interested, can they contact you?
Yes, that's fine, yeah. I've got all the addresses of the ones that helped this last year. And we'll be inviting them to, if they want to be part of this year's one. And also, if anybody does want to help out, get your name down very quickly. Like I say, we did have to turn people away. So if anybody out there does want to get involved, get in touch with us.
This cost quite a bit of money to put together. Did you reach your target to cover your costs?
Very nearly. So the target was £3,000. We got around about 2,700, so it was very, very close. And we do have a little bit left over, so we will be using that probably to maybe secure a venue. The funding was absolutely fantastic, and we can't thank the donors enough. For what they've given.
First one's always the trial. The first one's always the most difficult, isn't it?
Because we don't know. We didn't know what to expect.
You don't know what they want to come to us. I think it
hit a nerve with a lot of people. That's why we had so much a response from volunteers. It hit that, I suppose, quite close to their heart sometimes. People on their own at Christmas. It's not about being an older person on their own. You could be young and on your own.
Yes.
Even in a family, like the African family, they were on their own. And by just coming to our event, they just...
Just highlight the rest of the year, probably, you know. I think it's important because, like I said before, I mean, when I come to this country as well, I feel alone the first years, you know. But that is a big part because when you are... You like to be close to your family this time of the year. I mean, that it touches you. You know, you remember your family, your friends, and all that. And when you do something like this, all that becomes a bit the back of your mind. You know, because you live in the moment. So for them, they have a reaction. They had. For us, they send us the email. They send us to us. I mean, that means really the event. It went really well. It achieved what we expected to achieve.
And more.
And more.
Good.
And more than that.
Oh, I'm so pleased for you.
Thank you.
Looking back at this experience, for the next one, is there anything you would do differently?
We would stick to our plan.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
We listen to other people's thoughts. And a couple of... When we did, unfortunately... Things didn't go to plan, so we will stick to our plan.
To our plan, that is definitely, yeah. You see, we appreciate the fact many people, you like so much to get involved, so much to help, you know. Sometimes you understand that sometimes when you give them a task, and they complete that task, and they stand around, they think, well, I'm not really helping, because... I already did my task and now I'm doing nothing. So they try to do a bit more, which is great, is wonderful. But sometimes when you try to do a bit more than your own task, you end up being a bit more in a way than really help. So we give opportunity to everybody to do that. But I think next year we're going to really just stick to your plan. Just do that, your plan, and don't go a bit too much away from it, you know.
Oh, I'm really pleased, and it's good to hear. And well done to both of you. It's
Thank
absolutely
you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.